Parshas Vayeshev, so Yaakov Avinu sends Yosef HaTzadik to go find out from his brothers how they're doing. Lech nor eishleim achech v'shleim atzein. V'im tzeeu ish, he's on his way, v'im tzeeu ish v'niseya basodeh v'yishaleu ish lemer matavakish. He's on his way and he's bludgeoned, he got lost a little bit. And v'im tzeeu ish, Rashi tells us that it's Gavriel, Malach Gavriel, and he's Vishaleo Ishleimar, Matavakish, the person asks him, Ma'ad Boy, what are you looking for? What do you want? Bakhlal, the whole story here really, why is the Malach here, Bakhlal? What is this doing here? Why does the Torah feel compelled to tell us this whole story that he got lost on the way and he asked for directions? And Bakhlal, also, what does it mean? Vishaleo Ishleimar Matavakish. Always Vaidabra Shalom Moshe Leimar. Usually Leimar is to say over to someone else. Hashem tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Leimar, to Klal Yisrael. What is the lashon over here? Lemar, lemar, v'yishaleo ish, lemar matavakish. The Kotzker says that Yosef HaTzadik now, this is really the last time that he's going to see his parents for the next 22 years. He's going down into Galus. This is his last mission before, he didn't know that he's going there. But he's on his way down to Galus, to the most depraved society in all of in the entire world at the time. And he's going to have to fend for himself as a 17-year-old boy. Memelo, the Malach Gavriel, comes to him in the middle and he tells him, Lemor, always say to yourself, Matavakish. So as a Kotzker, a person a Yid always has to ask, especially when he's in Galus, Lemor, always say over to, Lemor is to say over. Lemor to yourself, say over to yourself, Matavakish, what do you want? What do you want in life? If a person always constantly asks himself, Matavakish, what does he want in life? And Ramela, he's not going to come to, no matter where he is, and no matter if there's anybody else there, even in the situation where the Yovoi Habayit Tzom Las is Malachtoi, and there's no one there, and Betham, really no one should know what's going to happen there. But he's always asking himself, what do I really want from life? I want to be on the Cheshen, I don't want to be on the Cheshen. What do I want? Where am I going? What do I want in life? Ma'at boy. I think the question is a little bit sharper also. Matavakish means each person has to ask about themselves. Matavakish. It says that Rogel B'ner, and Rashi says Rogel B'ner, B'ner Shabbos, B'ner Chanukah, Havan Lo Yibonim Tamid HaChachamim. So the Oilam asks, the Achreinim Rani, the Bachet, Shreinim asks, what is it? Why does it say that the Schar is Havan Lo Yibonim Tamid HaChachamim? The Schar for all the other things that it says, that's Rogel B'tzitzis, he has a Beged Noah. It's something that he himself gets. What is our Rogu B'ner having like Banim Talmid Chacham? It should be that he should become a Talmud Chacham. The Bachs is in a Chanami. If he's not a Baruch, then his children will be Talmid Chacham. Very often in a Chanami, a person says, what do you want? Ah, that my children should be Talmid Chacham. That my children. Suppose they say over from one of the Tzaddikim, says, I'm looking for that son. That son, everybody's always looking for the son. That the son should be the Talmud Chacham. That son's looking that his son should be the Talmud Chacham. And his son should be the Talmud Chacham. Where's that son that we're looking for that's always going to be the Talmud Chacham? A person really has to ask, what do I want myself? Nothing to do with anybody else. We're not looking at anybody else. Don't look at the next person. I'm putting all my kriches into my talmidim, to the next generation, to my neighbor, to the next person's kid. It's just not me. It's not me. The shayla always has to be matavakish. What do you want? That's really a shayla b'chlal, but you get the Torah. When a person learns Torah and a person spends time learning Torah, Torah is milashon hayra, and hayra is that it's supposed to be teaching you something. It's supposed to. It's not just. It's a loma namanas lasi. Ramban says in Igeres Ramban that every time that you get up from a sefer, you should look to see, is there anything that I just learned that I can be mekayim? And that for Esim is the difference between the Goyim and the Yidin that in Chanukah, that the Yevonim also were Bali Chochmah, the Gresta Chachamim. Supposedly the Rambam said that Aristotle hit the highest Darug in Chochmah underneath Nevuah. He's from the Gresta Chachamim in Chanami. But he's Yevoni HaRasha, like the Ramban calls him, that he's anything that he didn't see with his own eyes, he wouldn't believe. But it's more than that. His chokhmah always remained simply as chokhmah. Chokhmah never translated into lashon of hara. It wasn't ever a Torah from lashon hara. And memela, the all the chokhmah that he had didn't change anything b'chlal. As opposed to yid is always that whatever he learns, any Torah that he's being mashkiya and that he's learning, that's always with the intention that Be'ezer Hashem it should change a person. It says Yaakov Avinu told Esav when he came, he says, "Mlovan garati v'tarik mitzvah shamarti." So the Elam asked, "What do you mean? He wasn't shomer tarik mitzvahs. He married two sisters. He didn't keep all the mitzvahs." So say, "Yeah, in Chanami, in Chutz Laaretz, he wasn't shomer. He didn't keep all the mitzvahs. He was in Eretz Yisrael." So Rava says that the tarik mitzvah shamarti is lashon of aviv shomer sadavar, like it says in this week's parsha. Yaakov waited to find out what's going to be with the chalemus of Yosef Atzadik. That's the lashon of shamarti. Shamarti is the lashon of I'm waiting till the time that I'll be able to be mekayim the mitzvahs. In Chanami, in Chutz Laaretz, maybe before Matan Torah in Chutz Laaretz, we have the kach to decide that we are not going to be mekayim the mitzvahs like the aviv. But once you get there to Israel, he was shomer that he was waiting. When will we be able to mekayim the mitzvahs? That's the tefillah that we say. Lishmor v'lasus l'kayim. Lishmor is we're being shomer when it comes to us that we'll be able to mekayim the mitzvah. We're being shomer that they should be able to mekayim it. And that's the difference between a goy and a yid. The grade of the goy and the great gedolim that the yid didn't have. Is the difference is the closer you get to the person. In the Chanami, it could be that he's a big professor, a chulu, but the closer you get to them, then you see what type of person really is. As opposed to under gedolim, that the closer you get to them, the more a person is disposed, the more a person sees how great, how tremendous they really are. Rav Olva says that he had a dream that he wanted, not I had a dream, but he wanted to write, he said, 20 biographies, 10 of goyim and 10 of yidin. It's to show the difference between what they call their gedolim and our gedolim. To show the differences of how he said, he mentioned somebody, Albert Schweitzer, who said he was a professor and I think he was a priest, and he left his prestigious position in Cambridge University, and he went to third world countries to teach them medicine and about God and theology, all the different great tremendous things, and he gave up everything to go and. Tremendous what he did, but he documented every single solitary thing he did and printed in a book and gave it out to everybody. He said, "You don't do it with you don't do it for free." But the Chazon Ish, most of the stories that we know of the Gedolim Bechlal are we never would have found out. And not only that, I think maybe my favorite story, the Chofetz Chaim. So how many stories here? Thousands of stories of Chofetz Chaim. I think my favorite story, the Chofetz Chaim. Story that one time there was somebody that was sick and he went to the Chofetz Chaim for a bracha. So Chofetz Chaim says that you have this unique disease and there's a special rov that you should go to in this Rav Nishtas and ask him for a bracha. But it's B'tanai Kofel and Mechupel, they don't tell anybody, no one, what I told you. Go to this rov, it's special. Yes sir, he goes there, he travels to the rov gives him a bracha, and Baruch Hashem became better. Years go by, and the relative of his gets the same macho that he got. And they pressured him. They said, "We know that you had this in the past, and you got out of it. Tell us what you did." No. Kids to depression, and he capitulated. He gave him, and he said, "It was a rov," and Chofetz Chaim told me to ask him for a bracha, and that's it. Kids are shortly after he gave him the information, he got sick again. Kids are, he went back to Chofetz Chaim. They told the Chofetz Chaim, I shouldn't have done it, but I did it. And the Rav was already nifter. The other Rav that he sent him to was already nifter. So what's he going to do? Chofetz Chaim told him, he said, "I'll tell you the truth. What really happened was, I sent you to that Rav, but I fasted for you many, many days. They should have refuah shleima. But now I'm much older. I don't have the courage to do it anymore." That means that he made a tenai kofel mechupel, and nobody should find out from the story. Nobody had he did everything that the Chofetz Chaim told him to do, then in the Chanami, no one would ever find. That's the emes gedolim, that they, the tremendous amount that they're willing to do, but to try to cover the tracks that nobody should know anything. Says that's the gadol. That's that only comes from the Torah. That's something which can only come from the Torah. And that's what we're looking for to learning the Torah. That the Torah should be, it shouldn't be like Esav, that in Echnami his head ends up in Maris HaMachpelah and the rest of his body is who knows where. No, this entire body, Yaakov HaTzadik, is that he's chokek on Kisei HaKavod. His whole body is in Maris HaMachpelah. And that's what we're looking for with the Torah. And the way to get there is by constantly asking yourself, Matavakish.